And welcome back to Answers for Elders, everyone. We are here with a very special guest, Mr. Bob LeRoy. He is the executive director of the Seattle chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm so pleased to be here.
You know, I'm glad you're here too, because you guys do such amazing work. And, you know, we've had you on the show one time before, and you know, some of the things that you shared just blows my mind as far as, you know, where we are with Alzheimer's. And, the fact that, you know, you shared about one in every three deaths in this country are related to Alzheimer's. Is that correct?
We're coming to that point, yes, as the scope of the disease continues to increase really significantly with each passing year.
You know, I'd like to talk today a little bit about research for Alzheimer's. I know that every day they're making, you know, new revelations, and we're hearing things on, you know, get on the new, you know, the media. Well, if you do this, you have a higher risk of getting Alzheimer's or things like that. But there's probably a lot of quantifiable and non-quantifiable studies out there. What kind of information can you share with us today?
Well, I can share that we're very excited about the state of the science, but we also have to admit that we are not yet at a point where we're nearing a breakthrough that allows us to more effectively treat the disease, prevent it, ultimately cure it. Most of what we know about Alzheimer's disease, we've learned in the last 25 years. I mean, among chronic diseases,
that's very new.
This is new. And I will say that we are very fortunate here in the Seattle metropolitan area. There's some really important cutting-edge research being done right here. The Alzheimer's Disease Research Center at the University of Washington is actively engaged in a number of studies and trials. Group Health, now Kaiser, has a long history of doing Alzheimer's and dementia research in this region.
That's awesome.
The Veterans Administration, in collaboration with the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. So there's a lot of great work being done here.
And I'm sure that, you know, I personally have worked a little bit with the NFL, and I know they're doing a lot in as far as, you know, head injuries and how that relates to Alzheimer's dementia as well.
They are, they're becoming more open to informing and educating and participating in programs to increase concern and awareness about the disease and also in the research efforts.
Well, and I think for those of us that are longtime football fans, a lot of us get frustrated because they're on concussion protocol and they take people out of the game that we might. But it's important.
It's very important
that we do whatever we can to preserve that, you know, from head injury.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what is, you know, when you say great things in Seattle, tell me a little bit about what makes, we have this great studies. Do we have some public policies as well in the city?
Well, not so much in the city.
Okay.
But advocacy and public policy at the state and federal level are real priorities for us.
Good.
And really for two reasons. First of all, there are far too many people, individuals, families, whole communities in this country who know next to nothing about the scope and impact of the disease, but also where to find information, education, help.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And it's so daunting because, you know, there's all kinds of people that may say, oh, I'm an Alzheimer's expert. Well, you know, I think even somebody like you, what defines an expert when we only have 25 years worth of knowledge?
Yeah, it's a fair question. My point about advocacy and public policy is that part of it is at both the federal and state level, driving campaigns to inform and educate more people about what's really going
on and
where help can be found. The other critical element, particularly at the federal level, is driving more federal dollars to Alzheimer's research.
Wonderful.
You know, we're very encouraged. We have some real momentum there, but we are still short of what the experts tell us is needed. The folks at the National Institutes of Health who guide chronic disease research in this country utilizing federal dollars tell us they need at least $2 billion a year to effectively move Alzheimer's research forward.
Wow.
We now have a commitment of about $1.4 billion a year. And that's very exciting for us because that commitment of federal dollars specifically to Alzheimer's research has mm-hmm. doubled in the
and
last
that's federal?
3 years. Federal dollars.
So, yeah. So obviously, you also do Alzheimer's walks as well for
we do.
Fundraising.
We do. Our walks really are very important, again, for two reasons. The mm-hmm. first is we raise a significant amount of money. About a third of our overall budget comes from our walks,
That's
and we
wonderful.
Do 16 of them.
Well, we will definitely be promoting your walk
Thank
on
you.
This program,
Thank
for
you
sure.
so much. The other reason why the walks are so important to us is they get our message out in communities.
Mm-hmm.
They bring people together. It's a wonderful experience. I hope you can join us for one of the walks because you'll see individuals and families, many of whom have participated for many, many years, many of whom continue to participate even though they've lost a loved one to the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really quite inspiring to be in the company of we're hoping for about 3,000 at our Seattle walk. It's on September 24th this year. At Seattle Center.
And do you have walks elsewhere?
We do. We have a total of 16. And if you'll give me a chance to mention our website again.
Yes, I will. Absolutely.
The website is www.alzwa.org.
You know, I know a dear friend of mine that we've talked about is Joe Tafoya.
Yes.
He has actually a team, and he's going to be doing it. And that's what I love about this,
yeah.
is there's so many organizations that are putting teams together
yeah.
and to raise money for the cause. And, of course, Joe Tafoya himself, he's mm-hmm. Dealing with his mom who mm-hmm. has early onset Alzheimer's. And so he's been such a wonderful, really ambassador to your organization, and he also has been so benefited from all of that you have done. He's talked about that on our program.
Well, we appreciate that, and champions like Joe, of course, make such a difference in getting our message out.
Mm-hmm.
For folks who are interested, if you go to our website, you'll get a complete list and details of all 16 walks. And it's very easy to register.
And that's so great. And you can join a team.
Absolutely.
Whatever team that you'd like to join.
You can join a team. You can start a team. I'm sure you could join Joe's team. He'd be thrilled to.
Oh, he would be.
Yeah.
That's for sure. A lot of 12s out there, you know.
Yep.
And so we are talking, everyone, to Mr. Bob Leroy. He's the executive director of the Seattle chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. And I am curious. Obviously, we've just been through an election. We've got elected officials out there. You know, what's your role in government and getting them on board?
We have an extraordinary group of volunteer advocates, and we have a year-round program of outreach and engagement. We have teams of advocates that work with members of Congress, both in D.C. and at home in district.
Mm-hmm.
We also are doing a lot of outreach in Olympia to members of our state legislature. We have an advocacy day in Olympia every year.
That's
it's coming
awesome.
Up on February 9th. Last year, we had 116 meetings with members and staff. And, you know, we've developed some real champions in the legislature. We actually had folks who we're in session, but call us out. We want to talk. We want to talk to your volunteers.
Well, and here's the thing. I am betting there's a lot of people in our government right now, in our state legislature, that are dealing with parents or loved ones with Alzheimer's.
No question, both at the federal and the state, and I dare say the local level. In
Absolutely.
Fact, as we continue to build relationships with members of Congress and members of the legislature, it is seldom, if ever, that we begin a conversation with someone who hasn't been touched by the disease.
In
the family,
yeah.
in the extended work family, more and more constituents coming
mm-hmm.
forward every year to their elected officials and asking for help.
Yes.
I will tell you, too, that at the state level, we're very involved as part of a wonderful collaboration to implement recommendations in a plan that we helped write just a couple of years ago, the very first Washington state plan to address Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. Yes, and we're moving to full implementation of some of the recommendations in that plan. For example, we're, I hope, just a few days away from being able to distribute a wonderful roadmap for caregivers. It's a glimpse of the journey and what might lie ahead if you are caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's.
That is so important. Mm-hmm. And it's, I swear, there's a lot of family caregivers out there that work a thankless job, and sometimes, in many cases, it's even harder with a loved one with dementia or Alzheimer's, because every day it's different. You don't know what's going to happen.
It is, and you know, we do some surveys of the caregivers that we work with, and about 70% of them will tell us that the level of stress in their lives has increased significantly as they've taken on the burden of caring for
absolutely,
loved ones.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Bob, how do we reach you, and how can we help you? Those are two things.
You can reach us by calling our toll-free helpline at 800-272-3900, 800-272-3900, or, again, our website, www.alzwa.org. You can help us by letting us help you, anyone in your family or
Absolutely.
In your neighborhood. And you can help us by registering, joining us at one of our walks.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for being on the program, and we look forward to having you back soon.
I would look forward to it as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Suzanne.